went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. Back at it with a Second Date Update.
Ooh, girl, you know, this is our favorite. We love Second Date Updates, and we love bringing people together and being investigators. Like, why aren't you calling this person back?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think I'm pretty?
Of course.
Well, hopefully Jeremy thinks he's good looking because he is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
So tell us, who'd you go out with? How did this all start?
Mm-hmm. All right. So her name is Kendra. We met at the grocery store, actually, in Ivy. And, you know, we just happened to be in the same aisle. I thought she was really cute. I approached her. You know, we got to chatting. Really good chemistry. Turns out we live in the same neighborhood. We really, both of us did go into Vintage Brewing Company. So I actually said, hey, well, why don't we go grab a drink there sometime? So a couple days later, we did. It was awesome. Things were, again, really good. The chemistry maintained. I invited her back to my place for a nightcap. Everything was like, okay, Jeremy.
Well,
you know, we like this part.
We ended up hanging out on the couch, and we ended up making out a little bit. Okay. We listened to some music. Yeah, it was a good evening. And, you know, it was starting to get hot and heavy, but then we're like, okay, let's just like take a moment, take a pause. And she said she was going to go ahead and go home, which felt like the right thing to do. So, you know, let's do this again. And that seemed like that was the plan. And now I'm just sort of getting ghosted. So I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Oh, wow. Well, first off, meeting at the grocery store, like, that's the oldest school way of meeting somebody.
I know. What aisle
of the grocery store did you meet her?
Yeah.
It's always fun.
And it was actually the pasta aisle, too, which kind of is like, I don't know, there's something sensual about, like, a big bowl of pasta in Italy.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about that.
I love it.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
And I suppose you like to sip on, like, a glass of Cabernet, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah. Pour a nice glass of red. Eat a good meal, yeah.
Yeah, you are creating the mood right now.
When can Tracy and I come
over? I know. When can we come over?
All right. Okay, so great. So you made at Hy-Vee. Super fun. Yeah. Tracy and I love Vintage Brewing. That's a really great time.
We used to
do a lot of divas out there.
Yeah.
But like you said, you went back, you got hot and heated. Were you feeling like the mojo was on right? Like you felt good together?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there was no question about that. Okay. I mean, the chemistry was definitely there. Yeah. And, you know, she said that she needed to get home. And so I just took it as like, you know, I respected her boundary and you know, you don't want to do it all in one evening. Well, I like to sort of pace myself. So it's that seemed to be like the respectable and responsible thing to do. And, she said she wanted to hang again, so I'm just a little baffled.
Okay. Well, I was just worried maybe you accidentally gave her a hickey. I mean, that's, you know, that happens.
Some people like that, though. Not that I know of.
They add in some French kissing.
Yeah.
All right. So how long has it been now since the last time you've spoken to her?
It's been about a week and a half.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's a little much. So, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, my man, we will give Miss Kendra a call and see why she is actually ghosting you. Sound good?
Cool.
All right, honey. Coming up next, hopefully a second date between Jeremy and Kendra. He sounds very sensual.
He sounds great.
He sounds perfect.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll find out. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Some romance is being done with Jeremy. I tell you, honey, he likes some spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
Sipping on gin and juice. No, he likes to sip on some wine.
That's right. I mean, I think he knows how to do it. Okay, so he was at Hy-Vee. And he met Kendra at Hy-Vee. They were in the same aisle. Yeah. They were in the pasta aisle,
girl.
How romantic is that?
I know, right?
And he looked over. Oh, she's cute. Let me go talk to her. So they both love Vintage Brewing Company. They went there for a drink. Really were having a great time. Got back to his house. I mean, the chemistry was good. And she decided to go home. They agreed that they were going to go out again, but he hasn't been able to reach her.
It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah.
So no more waiting, my man. Are you ready? We're going to call her.
I want to find out. Yeah, thanks.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kendra?
Yeah, this is Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Oh, hey, Kendra.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
This is the public relations at Hy-Vee. We wanted to know that you are a stellar customer, girl.
Oh, yeah.
And we like that you like the pasta aisle so much that men are attracted to you. Do you know how many men find you attractive here in Madison?
Wait, what?
She's like,
who is it?
You sound crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, girl, this is actually, we're kidding. Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're calling you, honey, because you did meet a hottie. His name is Jeremy.
Yeah.
yes, I did meet someone at Hy-Vee, and we went on a date. I was scared. I was like, how do they know that?
We know everything.
Yeah, we know everything, girl. Yeah.
We're girls.
Yeah, we're very intuitive.
We gossip.
Yeah.
So we heard that you had some interest in his noodle, because that's where you met.
I like that, girl.
We want to know how much you played
with
it, too.
With a little sauce on it.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
yeah, we
honey.
Met in the pasta aisle, and I was like, he's kind of cute.
I like so that.
Tell us, like, what happened on this date, because he's missing you.
He is.
I mean, yeah, the date really went well until we got back to his place. And it was just this weird thing, you know, he had his Alexa turn on some music, but it was like, he didn't just ask her. It was like he was commanding and sharp. It's like the whole tone of his voice changed, and he sounded just a little entitled and a little difficult. And it's like, he enjoyed having like a female persona to like bop around.
Wow.
I don't know. It was just really weird, and it just, you know how you get like a gut feeling sometimes, and I was like, he's been really nice up to this point, and he's really good looking, but I don't know, would he ask me to do things like that once we got to know each other?
Can you impersonate how we talk to Alexa? Like, be him asking for a song.
Was he angry at her?
I was like, Alexa, turn on the music. It was like abrupt, like, Alexa, do this.
Ooh,
was he yelling at her at all?
Huh?
Was he yelling at her?
It got the wrong song at one point, and then like he was like, "No, Alexa," and I was like, "Oh,
I got you, girl."
And then it was like he turned back to me, and it'd be like, "Hello."
Yeah, it's almost like a guy having like you know, those $5,000 blow up dolls, and they think like this is his woman.
Yeah,
he's gonna tell her what to do.
Yeah.
And what she can do.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of those things. That's what it sounds like.
Well, oh yeah, and I mean, right.
And I think like you're thinking right, like he's putting his best foot forward for you.
Yeah,
but that's not what he's really like.
Yeah. Well, we want to know what he's really like, and I want to know how he talks to you, because Mr. Jeremy is on the phone, because, girl, you're on second date update.
Yeah.
Hold up. Okay. My Alexa is not like some $5,000 blow-up doll that I pull around. So,
I don't know.
This is actually kind of funny, because, Kendra, I should have explained this. So, I have this bad tendency. When I call, like, any like, if I'm calling my phone company, it's the automated phone line. It says, you know, like, say yes or no. I tend to become, like, super sharp because I don't think they'll understand me. So I'm like, you know when you articulate, you're like, yes, no, do this. And I feel if I talk casual to Alexa, Alexa's going to think I'm mumbling and not understand me. So I had this experience, and we were also sitting a little bit far away from where it gets picked up. So I was like, you know, I'm sort of shouting, so I totally hear what you're saying, Kendra, but I do not think that Alexa is, like, some subservient woman that I am going to boss around. Like, I totally hear what you're saying, and I'm actually embarrassed that I sounded like that, but that, in fact, was not, I do not think Alexa should be, like,
I don't know. She's not, like, your tool. Like,
yeah, I'm not a demanding person like that.
You don't sound like it. So,
no,
Kendra, what do you think, love? I mean, we're calling to see if we can get a second date. I think that sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I could grab a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Went to the trouble of getting an intermediary.
Mm. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we do what we do.
And we like coffee.
No, we love coffee. So if you wanted us to join you guys, I mean, I mean, we could. You know.
You're going to mediate, be our staff room?
Just to make sure there's no more miscommunication.
Yeah, and then we'll just let the entire world of Madtown and surrounding areas know how that date went.
Yeah,
sound good?
We will.
Okay.
I'm down. If you want to get coffee is fine by me. Someone would love to do it.
Love it. Mic drop. Bam.
Okay. Yeah.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.